Chapter 8. Grandma Frightens Barry Kent.
Friday, May the 15th. My grandma visited our house earlier. She found us reading by candlelight. She went mad. She said we had to go to her house. She has given my father a check for the electricity bill, but it'll take a week to connect our electricity again. Tuesday, May the 19th. We're staying with my grandma, and my father is in trouble because he arrived home late last night. A man of his age. I had to tell him about Barry Kent because Barry tore my jacket. My father is going to speak to Barry Kent tomorrow and get all my money back, so I could be rich. Wednesday, May the 20th. Barry Kent denied everything, so my father went to see his father. They just shouted at each other. My father then went to the police, who said we had no proof. So my father came back and told me to get some proof. I will. Tomorrow. Thursday, May the 21st. Barry Kent hit me again, and I have a bruise to prove it. My grandma found out. She listened to the whole story, put on her hat, and went out. She was gone for an hour. She came back, took her coat off, and gave me £27. She said, "He won't hit you again, Adrian, but if he does, tell me." Then she made supper. I bought her a box of chocolates to thank her. Friday, May the 22nd. Everyone at school knows that an old lady of 76 frightened Barry Kent and his dad and made Barry give me my money back. Barry is so ashamed. Pandora gave me back my ruler and said, "Thanks, Adrian." She remembered my name. We are home again. The electricity is back on. Monday, June the 1st. My father has lost his job. How will we live on the small amount of money the government gives us? The dog will have to go. I phoned the school and told them that I need to look after my father because he's mentally ill. Doreen Slater came round with a bag full of food and her 2-year-old son, Maxwell. She cooked us all a meal. While we were washing up, she told me that she had never been married. Tuesday, June the 2nd. Doreen and Maxwell slept at our house last night. Maxwell cried, so he slept between Doreen and my father. My father wasn't pleased about that. Ha ha ha. Thursday, June the 4th. My mother phoned early this morning and Doreen answered the phone. My mother asked to speak to me. She wanted to know why Doreen was in the house. I told her that my father was having a nervous breakdown and that Doreen was looking after him. I told her that he had lost his job. Monday, June the 8th. I have seen Pandora a lot lately. I think she likes me. Wednesday, June the 10th. Pandora and I are in love. It's official. She told Claire, who told Nigel, who told me. I told Nigel to tell Claire to tell Pandora that I return her love. I can ignore the fact that Pandora smokes 5 cigarettes a day. When you're in love, these things are not important. Thursday, June the 11th. I spent all day with my love. Can't write much because my hands are still trembling. Friday, June the 12th. I had a message from the school to say that I had to go and see Bert Baxter quickly. I went with Pandora. He's ill. He looked terrible. We phoned the doctor. Then an ambulance came and they took Bert to hospital. I hope Bert doesn't die. It's not only that I like him. I don't have anything to wear to a funeral. Wednesday, June the 17th. Bert is a little better. Pandora and I went to get him some things from his house. We exchanged our first really passionate kiss. I felt funny again. Sunday, June the 21st. Bert is still in the hospital. I measured my thing. It has grown 1 centimetre. I might need it soon. Friday, July the 3rd. I had tonsillitis for a week and I was very ill. My mother came to see me. Now I'm feeling better. An Indian family, the Singhs, has moved into the Lucas's old house. My father said it was the beginning of the end of our street. Pandora is in the anti-Nazi club. She thinks my father is racist. Saturday, July the 4th, Independence Day, USA. The street is full of brown-skinned people going in and out of the house next door. Bert escaped from hospital and has come to live with us. My father can't stand his snoring. Pandora is going to Tunisia soon for her summer holiday. I will miss her terribly. My skin is excellent. It must be because I'm in love. Saturday, July the 11th. I went to a party last night and got drunk. My first hangover at 14 and a quarter. Pandora put me to bed. She had to carry me up the stairs. Bert has gone to live with the Singh family next door. He speaks perfect Hindi. Pandora allowed me to touch her breasts. I promised not to tell anyone. But there's nothing to tell, really. I couldn't feel anything through all her clothes.